Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Yu Chen.
And Charlie.
With your 11 a.m. Z-Lines. In local news, parents and disability advocates have been shocked by the sudden closure of a Brisbane-based specialist service for children with autism. Petula Laporte received an email 2 days ago informing her that the early intervention care provider AEIOU was going into administration. Ms. Laporte had to pick up her son with all of his things and medications. Her son has no suitable place to go for now. AEIOU, which has centres in Queensland, South Australia and Canberra, released a statement saying that their board had been handed to external administrations. According to the statement, this is a responsible decision for strengthening the sustainability and financial state. AEIOU acknowledges the difficulties for the children and families that rely on their services and claims to prioritize their well-being to pass this challenging period.
In other local news, two electorates in Queensland will disappear after the boundaries are set to be withdrawn, in a move branded as the ultimate betrayal to regional voters. Two new seats, Springfield and Caboolture, are adding more seats to already populous southeast Queensland. The two electorates being dissolved include the Brisbane South seat of Stretton, held by Labor for more than a decade, as well as the North Queensland seat of Hill, held by Katter's Australia Party. Katter's Australia Party state leader Robbie Katter says that the Queensland Redistribution Commission's electorate review under the LNP David Christofouli, quoted, betrayed the people of North Queensland. The redrawn map will be used in the 2028 state election.
In national news, with improvements to accessibility of cervical cancer screenings towards First Nation communities will provide a central aspect of the national strategy for the elimination of cervical cancer in Australia. Currently, First Nations communities are on track to eliminate cervical cancer by 2047. Unfortunately, 12 years later than the 2035 target. Australian National University Associate Professor Lisa Hoop stated that the self-collection process introduced to communities where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders women had never been screened before has already improved the gap. A $197.9 million support from the federal government has greatly assisted in the new and improving programs for cancer outcomes.
In further national news, a new study conducted by the Australian Bureau of Statistics has found that 1 in 7 Australians have experienced personal fraud. An estimated 3.2 million people experienced personal fraud between 2024 and 2025, with cases ranging from card fraud, scams, identity theft, and online impersonation. The head of crime statistics, William Milne, states that card fraud has doubled over the past decade, increasing from 1.1 million in 2014 to 2015 to 2.3 million in 2024 to 2025. And after reimbursements by banks and financial institutions, total losses to individuals were reduced to an estimated 350 million in the last year. The study also suggests that across all categories, people that are living with a disability or people with a non-school certification are among those most likely to be personally victimized by a scam or fraudulent behavior.
In international news, online travel agency Agoda has found that 81% of Vietnamese travelers would be open to letting AI technologies plan their next trip. According to the Agoda 2026 Travel Outlook Report, Vietnamese users are the most enthusiastic adopters of artificial intelligence, with 59% expressing a neutral stance and 28% saying that they actively trust AI information. The agency states that currently AI serves to recommend local attractions and activities, suggest restaurants and dining options, create personalized travel itineraries, and aid in real-time language translation to Vietnamese travelers. Vietnam is currently the highest-ranking country in Asia to embrace AI technologies in travel planning, with the continent's average sitting at 63%.
For your 11 a.m. weather today, Brisbane is 31 degrees but feels like 34 with medium showers. It's 58% humidity with 50% cloud cover and a low wind at 17 kilometres per hour.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Fortitude Valley's Nether.